大家好，我是 Jenny。你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam。
最近我在小红书上看到一条热议的话题：一个月要挣多少钱才能在北京过上好日子？当然，这个话题就引发了非常非常多网友的评论，然后每个人的这个就 range 很宽。
Sure。
有些人说10000，有些人说100000，然后那当然除了北京以外，就整个 first tier city 一线。城市有很多朋友就说，哎，那上海呢？广州呢？深圳呢？
Right. So today we are going to dive into this interesting yet possibly sensitive topic. How much money do you need to make in order to live well in a first tier city?
Okay. 不管是从语言的角度，还是从 social level、社会的角度，我觉得 or personal level, right? 个人的角度，这真的都是一个特别有意思，特别fascinating 的话题啊。So we're gonna be talking about 赚钱 making money, salary, 过得好 live well, 然后还有 you know, the cost of living in these big cities.
Right.
OK, 那我们首先来关注一下语言的部分好不好
OK。
这前面那句话就你要一个月赚多少钱才能在北上广深过得好啊。
How much money do you need to make?In order to live well in a first-tier city.
好，那我们把这句话来拆解一下。首先，赚钱，我们在这句话里用到的是 how much money you need to make. Make money, 是吧？
Yeah.
所以 make money 的赚钱，它是既可以包括打工，对吧？一个薪水。What about people, they have their own businesses, 自己创业啊，或者有些人投资啊什么，那个我们都可以用 make money 来讲。
Yeah, it's money.You make money.
Money is money.
Your money is money. You make it. Now, the question is, when do we use words like earn? Usually you earn a salary.
就固定薪水，就别人给你发工资的这个，是吧？
Right. You earn interest.
Earn interest 就是比如你把钱存在银行，当然现在 interest 很低啊，或者理财产品有些也是 you earn interest.
You earn interest,、yeah. or you earn yield is another way we often talk about
收益
financial、yeah. products. The point is there is this idea of a should, like you should get this money. It's a kind of obligation.
比较稳定的是比较 stable 的这种、right. 是吧？是 earn, 你可以 expect
right,、yeah.
you're gonna get your salary、yeah. next month.
Right, if you do this,you will get this.、Yeah. Whereas make money, I mean, there are a million, a billion, a bajillion different ways to make money in the world.
Exactly. So make money 就是它涵盖的范围 activities 更广、而且说不定你有一天就赚大钱。You can make
tons.
Yeah.
Tons of money.
赚大钱英文可不可以讲 make big money?
You can say big money.
Really?、
Yeah.She made big money in the stock market. I personally, I would say tons of.
Or made a lot of money.
Made a lot of money.
好，那除了赚钱以外呢，刚刚这句子里还有一个很值得看的表达因果关系的是 in order to.
Okay, so how did you know that cause and effect? These relationships are my favorite relationships.
Oh, really? 你很喜欢研究因果关系。
From a language point of view,、right? Because I love explaining things in terms of if A, then B. If no, not B, then not A, these kind of things. So in order to, it basically means if I need money in order to live well, then if I have no money,、I can't live well.
如果你要说 A, B 的因果关系 in order to 表达的就是 in order to do B,、A needs to happen first.
Right.
Kind of. 就是你如果想要过得好
Right.
那么你先要 make money. You need to make money in order to live well.
Exactly, 对不对? exactly. Now, the other big question here is the difference between in order to and just simply to.
To.
How much money do you need to live well in a first tier city? The truth is, they're the same thing.
In order to 才能过得好 对不对?
Well, this is the phrase that you should be using on your IELTS or on some kind of English.
写 essay 啊什么的时候。
Right. If you are talking to your foreign friend, just say to.
感觉这个有点区别就是像中文的能和才能、对吧 In order to 或者才能、
right.
就是强调这个重点。好的，那这个北上广深啊，或者世界上很多这个超级大的城市，一线城市， 我们用的说法是
Well, in China, we use first tier cities.
First tier, 不是那个眼泪 T-E-A-R.
Mm, right, right, right. It's T-I-E-R. And it basically means level.
就是层级啊。但是我们不说 first level city.
First level city.
No, it's always first tier
first
city.
First tier, right.
First, second, third tier cities. Mm. Mm. 重点 of our show today 就是什么才是过得好。
Oh, yes, live well.
Live, 因为它是动词嘛。Mm. 所以我们后面这个好不能用 good。
Yes.
我们要用副词。
That's true, that's true. Now, as you were saying that, I thought of a problem that I remember lots of students having in the past, which is live and live. They look really, really similar. So here is one little tip on when it will always be live. Very, very rarely will we say to live.
你说的那个 live 是现场对吧？比如说 it's a
live show.
现场表演或者现场直播。
Right.
It's a live broadcast.
Yeah, so it's usually going to be a live thing.In our sentence, in our question today, it's to live. So very rarely are you going to hear to live.
Yeah, 所以你的这个 pronunciation 啊，它是动词的时候就是 live. 那个现场的什么 live, that's an adjective, right? 我觉得 live well 有意思的是每个人的理解和诠释就 understanding and definition 可能不太一样。
Right, right, yeah. It's different for everyone.
过得好啊，在中文里面我想到的就是可能你能租一个比较好的房子、
okay.
或者 you know you made big money 然后你可以 buy your own place
sure
居住水平不错比如想出去吃吃东西啊、mm. 这些想自己买点东西啊一个月你也可以享受几次
yeah that doesn't sound like a terrible life to me、
mm-hmm.
Nice big house enjoying different aspects of life but who knows maybe making that big money actually caused a lot of stress
yeah
right
yeah.
and so for other people living well might be just having no stress.
我觉得这是一个很重要的 philosophical difference,、mm. difference of attitudes towards life,、
right.
人生观的区别,对吗?比如 Adam 说的,对很多人来讲 live well, 过得好就是我不要有那么多的压力、
mm.
不是说吃好穿好或住一个漂亮的很贵的房子那个是 live well、
right.
I'd rather be someplace where the pressure to get those things and to work and make money in order to buy those things 就没有那样的 pressure That's living well
It's living well So、yeah. I'll give you guys an example、my two grandfathers One grandfather was the countryside grandfather and one,
一个是农村
Right, and one was the city grandfather
一个城市的
And so the city one he was my grandfather He was very old But he died much younger than my countryside grandfather、
mm.
But in his life he did a lot more things He owned a lot more property、
mm.
He saw a lot more of the world But at the end, my other grandfather was the one that was happy, you know, died
yeah.
naturally and peacefully.
所以当我们讲到，那你说谁的生活品质更高啊？ You know, who enjoyed a higher quality of life? 很难说嘛。It really all depends on what you value.
What you value.
就是你自己觉得最重视、价值最高的事情是什么？比如回到我刚刚讲，在北上广深，因为 the cost of living is so high.
Yeah.
那相对而言，我们都不是说要过一个很奢华。很 luxurious 的 life. It's not like, oh, I want to live in luxury.
Right.
It's just to have proper quality of life,、mm. 你都要赚蛮多钱的。比如在北京租房子合租怎么讲
We would probably just say rent with others.
Other people.
Live with others.
对如果你要自己租的话 if you just want a place for yourself,
right.
可能一个月至少要、mm. like 10K at least, right?
Yeah.
yeah. 所以那 the big chunk of your salary 就没有了。
Yeah, just gone.
但是有些人 they really value where they live. I am that kind of people.、
Mm.
我觉得我情愿把可能更多的钱花在房子上面。But some people, they value social life、
right.
more. 特别年轻 single 的时候我更喜欢出去啊 enjoy social life 或者一年有好多次旅游的机会。所以我情愿 spend less money on rent.
Right.
租房子房子我可以租差一点但其他的事情我觉得对我更重要。
Right, yeah.、Mm. So they will enjoy the finer finer foods, the finer clothes.
就那种 experiences are more important to them, right? You lived in two first-tier cities in China, right? So when you lived in Guangzhou and Shanghai, how much did you think you needed to make in order to live well?
So it's interesting because obviously a lot of Chinese people think that foreigners are paid very well in China. The cost of going back to America or the cost of like going to England or in my case, Canada once a year, you know, it's pretty expensive. So I actually saved a lot of money because I really liked Chinese food. But a lot of my friends, they spent so much money on Western food and beer. Whereas I thought like, hey, Chinese beer is pretty good. And it's, you know, a tenth of the price of this. So it's just such a difficult question to answer.
What do you value more? 比如说你是更愿意在租房子上面花钱还是说什么旅游啊或者社交生活。
Okay, yeah, that's, I can answer those. So one of the values that my father put into my head when I was young was not having to commute.
Commute 就是 travel from home to work.
To work, yeah. That so many people spend so much of their life. A lot of you guys are probably listening to us right now on your commute. But my father is not one of those people. For him, yeah, there was nothing worse than having to commute. So that was in my head. So I always lived very close to my job. That sometimes was expensive.
Okay, 但是你觉得 it's worth it, 因为你不会花那么多的时间就是在上下班的路上
I have so much time to do other things.
那你 social life, 比如和朋友出去吃饭啊喝东西啊这些你会有一个比较大的 budget 在这些东西上
I was kind of lucky. Other people paid for my social life.
一直有人请你
Well, usually there was that too. Chinese people are obviously very generous, but when I wasn't behind a microphone for open language, I was behind a microphone singing somewhere. So usually that meant that not only was I paid well for that, but you know, there's food and beverage. So
你觉得 in China, your quality of life was pretty good, right? You lived pretty well there.
It's foreigners are usually, or at least in the past, foreigners have been paid pretty well. So yeah.It's pretty hard to say otherwise.
我觉得很多的这种 discussion or debate around it, 比如哎呀北上广深虽然你可能工资是比较高比一个小城市但是 the cost of living is so much higher, right?
Right.
最后就我们另外一集节目说的都抵消 cancel each other out.
Right.
所以你也没有存下很多钱然后 is your quality of life really higher? 很多人会想这个问题啊。
Right.
You know, these cities are getting really unaffordable.
Yes, yes.
So smaller cities are much more affordable.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And just going back to the foreigner thing for a second, just remember that the cost of living is also going up for foreigners.
其实这个 debate 在北美纽约啊、还有加州的一些大城市 LA, 洛杉矶旧金山就很多人说哎呀我还是要搬到小一点的地方我可能活得更快乐一些。
Well now, especially because how many jobs are online?And how many people can go to other cities? Again, we don't really say second tier city in America, but that's essentially where a lot of workers are going.
Smaller cities.
They're moving to smaller cities in different states. And they're enjoying this crazy standard of living because they have California salary in some other state.
但是我觉得大城市的吸引力, you know, the attraction,
draw.
Oh, the draw, 对, it draws you in. The draw of big cities, 特别对于年轻人，你可能刚读完大学，刚出社会 Just the professional and personal opportunities are really, really hard to beat.
Oh my goodness. I grew up in a tiny little village in the middle of nowhere, and I could not wait to get out of that place.
刚刚说的这个机会啊，不光是事业上的，还有你个人生活上面的，对吧？结识的朋友或者情感生活这些，然后就是会打开视野嘛。
Yes, yes, expand.And your horizons.
所以其实我现在看到很多人说有一些逃离北上广啊或者我们逃离纽约旧金山啊 It's mostly from people who went there, they got the good jobs,
right.
然后他们现在有这个 option, 有这个选择权说 right. 我可以 maybe I can still keep that good job, 但是 I can do it remotely somewhere.
Sure. Well, I mean, it's really interesting. This could almost be another show topic. Expanding your horizons is good, but what do you do after you've expanded them? Like, I could go back to that village right now with Jenny's very generous salary, and I would be the richest guy in the world.
Live like a king.
I'd live like a king there.
反正我觉得这个跟人生阶段太相关了。Mm-hmm. Life stage. 好，那最后当然我们要问一下大家 ，How much money do you think you need to make in order to live well in a first-tier city?
Yeah, I mean, so it can be an objective question, right? We've talked this whole time about values, very subjective things,
right, right.
But we would like to know from your point of view, objectively, what people need to make in order to just live.
你说是生存 survive.
Just kind of survive. And then what do you think? What do you need? What kind of costs do you have that maybe other people don't have?
我想今天的这个评论一定很有意思。I can't wait to see them. Okay, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
All right, bye for now.